Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Yevamos Daf Zayin, Yevamos 7a, pagination page 13. Towards the middle of the page, at the end of the line, you'll see the word itzterich in brackets. And we start from one word before with the word Eloh. We're dealing with a case of Yibum and the parameters when that principle would apply. The case is that a person died without children, he has a living brother, and he has a wife. And the mitzvah is that the wife of the deceased brother should get married to the living brother to create a legacy for the person who has passed on. The question that we confronted is what happens if that wife is related to the living brother and as a relative, such as his daughter, he has a different reason why he's not allowed to marry her. Now, included in our calculation is that normally this woman would be prohibited to the living brother. Besides the fact that she's a married woman, she was prohibited because of a status called Eshes Ach. The wife of your brother is a prohibited relationship. And that prohibited relationship goes off, apparently, in order that Yibum should occur. The Torah is telling you, go ahead and do Yibum, despite the fact that she's your sister-in-law. Our Gemara entertains the possibility that this is what was troubling the Braisa when it said that you need the Pasuk of Aleha to set things in order. Meaning, there was a Braisa that thought that you would do Yibum, even though this woman is related to you, in a different way that's not classic Yibum. Eshes Ach, the fact that she's your sister-in-law, goes off with Yibum. But if she's your daughter or the sister of your wife, those things don't just go off because of Yibum. But the Braisa thought that they might go off with Yibum and therefore required the Pasuk of Aleha to reinstate them. And this has been troubling the Gemara now for a few pages. Why do you need the Pasuk of Aleha to reinstate those other forbidden relationships and tell you that there's no Yibum in such a case? Why don't those forbidden relationships just stand on their own merit? Why do you need an extra Pasuk of Aleha to teach you the prohibition? And we tried, during a few pages, to say that it's because of asei docha lo sasei, that when you have the mitzvah sasei of Yibum, it should push away the lo sasa of forbidden relationships. And the Gemara grappled with that, but ultimately was not satisfied with that approach. And the Gemara now suggests, Elo Itzterich, I'll tell you why you need the Pasuk of Aleha to reinstate those forbidden relationships. Salka Daita Chamina, because I would have thought, Tehevi Hai Eshes Ach, the basic prohibition of a sister-in-law, Dovor Shahaya Bechlau, it's something that was part of the general rule of forbidden relationships. V'yatza min haklal, and it left that group of forbidden relationships and became permitted in the case of Yibum. And the rule in such a case seems to be lelamed, that it comes to teach you lo lelamed al atzmo yotza, not just on itself, lelamed al akol klo yotza, it's coming to teach you on all like prohibitions, that they all become permitted because of Yibum. And that's what I would have thought. And that's why I need the Pasuk of Aleha to reinstate and say that even though this forbidden relationship is going off for the sake of Yibum, but other forbidden relationships that are unrelated to the essence of Yibum. Yibum, in its essence, is with a sister-in-law. In its essence, it's the wife of the deceased brother. That's all true. But all the other forbidden relationships are not the essence of Yibum, and therefore, the question was, should they also be permitted, just like the sister-in-law is permitted or not, comes along the word Aleha and tells you those are different and they stay forbidden. Titanya, I'll give you an example of how this works. Davar shoya b'chlal v'yotza min haklal ketzad. What does it mean something was in a rule and then was removed from the rule, and when it's removed, it removes everything with it? The pasuk says, "Va'nefesh shatocha basar mizevach hashlamim v'tumaso alav." The pasuk describes the prohibition of eating meat from a korban shlamim. Va'lo shlamim bechlal kodshim hayu. Shlamim was included in all kodshim. You're not allowed to eat it when you're tamei, when you're ritually impure. V'lama yatsu. Why was it identified, singled out? Lahakish aleyin, to tell you a rule of comparison. V'lo maloch. Ma shlamim yuchadim kodshim izbeach. Just like shlamim, which is kodshim izbeach, is going to have this particular prohibition if it's eaten bitoma when you're ritually impure. Afkol kodshim izbeach. So too, any karbanos, yotza kodshe bedek habayis, but if something that was simply owned by the Beis HaMikdash, but wasn't a karban, it's just assets of the Beis HaMikdash, those are not going to have this prohibition. So the Gemara says, we find that there is such a concept that when one item of karbanos, for example, is singled out for a prohibition, that prohibition applies to all of the things that are like it, even though those items were not identified. Hachanami, hai eshesach bechlal kol arayas hoisa. The sister-in-law was included in forbidden relationships. V'lama yatzasa, why was she pulled out? Lahak yeshela, to make a comparison. She's illustrative of all forbidden relationships. Not that she's an exception. V'lomalach, to tell you, ma'ish esach sharyav kol arayis nami sharyon. And we would have thought that all forbidden relationships become permitted in the case of Yibum. And therefore we needed Aleha to tell you not so fast. But we're trying to understand that this is the normal way that Torah is understood, that when something in a group is identified as an exception or as a rule, everything else, like it, follows that rule as well or follows that exception. Says the Gemara, that's not really how this rule works. Midami, you're comparing those two things. And this is the distinction. Hasam kolal be'isur uparat be'isur. Over there, by shlamim, prohibited to a person who's tamei, ritually impure, there was a prohibition, and it continued with the prohibition, and therefore that prohibition applies to all other like things in the group. But hacha, kolal be'isser, it started off with a prohibition, that's all forbidden relationships, uporat beheter, and the one that's being identified is getting a leniency. We never said that a leniency identified in one individual thing is going to apply to everything else in the group. Hello, dummy, you can't compare this case of Eshesach, the sister-in-law that becomes permitted through Yibum. Eladovar, it's a different rule you're supposed to invoke. And this rule is worded differently. Shahaya bechlal, it was part of the group. V'yotza lidon badavar hachodosh, and it comes to be judged in a new, novel, unusual way. Shi'iyatayocha lachzira lechlalo, you don't put it back as part of the group, unless the Pasuk reinstates it as part of the group. And therefore the Gemara backs off from this approach and says that on the contrary, the case of Eshes Ach is not a smooth, continuing prohibition so that all like things should also be prohibited. On the contrary, it's a new concept that's being invoked in this case. It's actually permitting her. And that permissive ruling separates the case of Eshes Ach from all the other cases of arayas of forbidden relationships, and she will no longer be in that group. She is an exception, unless the Torah specifically identifies her again as part of the group. So our Gemara is invoking two major principles in how we study Chumash. One is something that was part of the group was taken out of the group, but by teaching us a continuing rule that follows the flow. If everything else was prohibited, so this is also being prohibited, and it'll reflect on the others. And we're also being taught a different rule, which the Gemara says would be most like Eshes Ach, and that is something that was part of the group, and Yotza Lidon Badovar Hechodosh, and some novel ruling is being applied to it, so that novel ruling applies to it alone and does not reflect on the group. Yashikovach, thank you for joining.